So let's review. In the previous daf, we had a machlekes of whether loy also b'shamay k'divrayim. B'shamay did not follow their opinions in practice, but those of b'sil or also b'shamay k'divrayim. B'shamay did follow their opinions in practice. The Gemara continues to bring rayas that also b'shamay k'divrayim and rejects most of them, but ultimately concludes that indeed also b'shamay k'divrayim. The Gemara cites a brayse in which Reb Tarfon, who was mitalmida b'shamay, said, "Te'avoni masay tavei tzaras abas liyodi v'asa ena." I'm hoping for an opportunity to marry my daughter's tzara, as the opinion of b'shamay that tzaras ever requires yibum, apparently also b'shamay k'divrayim. The Gemara answers, "Ema v'asi ena." He said he will help her marry an outsider, as the opinion of b'shamay that a tzaras ever does not require yibum nor chalitza. Lafukim Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri. To show that we do not paskin like Rabbi Yechon ben Nuri, who said that a tzaras ever requires chalitza, although she may not do yibum. The Braisa relates, Ma'isa bebita shavim gamliel, sha'is nesua la'aba ochiv, u'meis b'lei banim, the yibum gamliel es tzarasa. Rabbi gamliel was me'yam, et tzaras erva. The Gemara answers, Shani bita shavim gamliel, the islandess havia. Rabbi gamliel's daughter was an islandess, which invalidates her marriage to his brother. Therefore her tzara was not et tzaras erva, and required yibum even according to Basil. A Brayis in Masechtas Reish Shana relates, Ma'isa Rebbe Kiva Shalikid Estrig Be'echad B'Shvat Be'noig Bo'i Be'zi Surin Echad G'divi B'Shamay Be'echad G'divi B'Sil Shema Mino Asu. The Gemara answers, Rebbe Kiva Gemari Estopically V'lo Yoda I B'Sil Be'echad B'Shvat Amar Bo'i B'tu B'Shvat Amar. He was following both possibilities of the opinion of B'Sil. The Mishnah Masechtas Sukkah relates, Ma'isa V'yoldi Kalosei Shal Shamay Hazokin U'Pichas Es HaMaziva V'sichach HaGaba Mito B'Shvil Kotten Shema Min Asu. The Gemara answers, Hasam Haroya Oimer Lafushi Aver Kovet. To onlookers, his opening the roof appears as if he's letting in more air, but not necessarily for the mitzvah. Therefore, only in this case, also B'Shamei K'divrayim, because it's not Loi Tiskei to do, but in general, Loi also B'Shamei K'divrayim. The Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis relates, Ma'ase B'Shoikis Yehu Shohisa B'Yerushalayim. There was a trough connected to a mikvah via a hole, which the Bishami widened to conform to their opinion. The Gemara answers, Hasam Haraya Oimer Lafushi Mayu Hutikavit. To onlookers, it appears as if he's letting in more water, but not necessarily for the mitzvah. Therefore, only in this case, Asa Bishami Kedivrayim, because it's not like this guy to do, but in general, like Asa Bishami Kedivrayim. A Braisa regarding Hechshel Kabul Tuma says about Rib Tzadik, Va'afapi Shetamid Shamay Haya. This seems to be a novelty about Reb Tzadik, implying that all the other Talmidei B'Shamay also k'divrayim. This raya is not refuted. Before we discuss the next brisa, let's take a look at the machlokes again. According to B'Shamay, etzaras erva is mutter for yibum. According to B'Sil, etzaras erva is also for yibum. Now let's see what happens according to each opinion if the etzaras erva follows through and acts like the other opinion. B'Shamay requires yibum. According to B'Sil, it is Chayav Ekrisis, because she's an erva of Eishes Ach Shleib Mokha Mitzvah to the oven. And since according to the Chachamim, Yes Mamzer Mechiv Ekrisis, it would render their offspring Mamzerim. And Bishil is certainly usher to marry these children. According to Bishua, the subject of the next Brisa, who holds, Ein Mamzer Il Mechiv Mrs. Bezdin, only a forbidden union that carries a penalty of Mrs. Bezdin renders the offspring Mamzerim, but Chayav Ekrisis do not. These offspring would merely be Pegumim, and B'Shamay would be mutter to marry these children. In the Braisa, Bishua addresses the question whether these pegumim are forbidden to Kahanim. B'Sil does not require chalitza. According to B'Shamay, marrying an outsider would be chiv alavin, and since ein mamzer mechiv alavin, it would not render the offspring mamzer, but merely a pegumim, and B'Shamay would be mutter to marry these children. However, they would be usher to marry the tzaras erva herself. The Braisa relates, Sholos Rabbi Yeshua, tzaras habas mahu, Amalehem, my machlik is Bisham Bisil. He was asked about Loch Gidirimi, how do we paskin? Amalehem, the name ma atem machnis in Roshi, ben shne harm gedoilem, ben shte machlik is gedoilus ben Bisham Bimisil. He said, why are you getting me involved in such a great machlik? After some discussion, the Gemara explains that this is a two part question. Tsaris, uvenate Tsaris. Tsaris, whether she may do Yibim. He answered, if I rule like Bisil that she's Asr and Yibim, I'm afraid of the children of the tzaras who perform yibum as per B'Shamay, who according to B'Sil would be considered mamzerim. B'nei tzaras. Regarding the children of the tzaris who married without chalitzas per Beis Hill, who according to Beis Shammai are b'nei chiv alavin, and there is a discussion as to whether they are pasul kohuna. However, aval ni mei lochem ashtei mishpachis gedolus shahayi b'Yerushalayim shem b'nei tzaris umhem kahanim gedolim mishim shalagabim mizbeach. Beis Shammai did not object to their serving as kahanim gedolim. The question is based on whether we derive through a kal v'chomer from alman l'kohen gadol b'na pogam. He is a chol and pasul avodah. So to offspring of other chiyuv lavin, such as yivam l'shuk or machzik Yerushalayim, are likewise pasul avodah. Or we can differentiate. Mal almana she atzma mischalala, she also becomes a chalala, but other chiyuv lavin do not. They're trying to point out that this is actually a machlokes. Yeshua holds that b'nei tzaris are not pasul avodah. Rabbi Yechim Anuri holds that b'nei tzaris are pasul avodah. Also, it's beyond the scope of this review, but we must point out that the Mishnah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis mentioned Nisyamu Beisil Paislin, based on Shenivala LaPasala Vaso Zaina Vahazaina Sur LaKahuna. There's a discussion of what's considered Pasala that applies to the Tzaris Erva, but not to her children. In any case, this Brisa proves Asu Bishami Kedivrei. In conclusion, the Gemara cites a final Brisa. Toshima, B'meir Abdesa Ben Herkenes, Hutru Tzaris Abbas La'achat, Shema Minah, Asu Shema Minah. Indeed, Bishami did follow their own opinions and practice. The Gemara elaborates on this brisa in the following daf.